Unit 4. Disasters and Accidents. Reading, page 45. Earthquake in L.A. At 4:31 in the morning on January the 17th, 1994, the full impact of a massive earthquake measuring 6.7 on the Richter scale hit the community of Northridge in Los Angeles. It was an unwelcome wake-up call for everyone in the city. One resident, Rosemary Sato, was shaken awake in her bed to the sound of tremors violently rocking her house. When she got up, she found that the quake had blown open her front door and thrown her furniture around like toys. However, the damage wasn't restricted to Northridge. Across the city, the quake killed 60 people, destroyed or severely damaged more than 3,000 homes, and brought down 10 highway bridges. Many people were trapped under debris. The cost of the damage was estimated to be $20 billion. The cause of this quake was movement in the San Andreas Fault System. The fault is a crack between two giant pieces of the Earth's crust. One of these pieces, most of which is situated under the Pacific Ocean, is moving at an average of about 4 centimeters every year. The good news is that the Californian authorities are taking these predictions seriously. Engineers are working to strengthen the steel frames of buildings and other structures such as bridges. Hopefully, this will lead to less structural damage during the next quake. During a quake, it is important to stay calm, as panic leads to rash actions which may result in injury or even death. Levon Jernazian, a clinical psychologist, helps people to deal with the effects of this trauma. For weeks after the Northridge quake, one of his patients, Anis Shakhverdian, aged 8, would still cling to her parents, was terrified of the dark, and would not even go to the bathroom alone. Other survivors of quakes deal with their fears in a different way. They tell themselves that it won't happen again. Little does she realize that in California, with the chances of another severe quake at 90% in the next 30 years, she is very likely to experience at least one more.